The voice of wholeness, listening within, happens by choice. That's our meditation. Listening within happens by choice. How often we all listen within, and we listen within, and we find there's things that we're listening to that are not too cool. And then there are other times we listen within and, wow, we're just inspired and our heart soars with delight because everything is so beautiful and so good. It's just by our choices. Listening within happens by choice. Now, our meditations, they happen by choice. We choose to meditate upon something. We choose to meditate upon something that's not making us happy or something that's making us happy. It's all our choice. We take that choice and we make it into something very special and very wonderful and very positive and very good just for us. Now, what is it that you are concentrating on in your consciousness? What is the voice of wholeness speaking in you about listening within happens by choice? What is it you're listening within to that's happening by choice? Are you listening within to the magic of your heart? Are you listening to within to the magic of your soul, to the magic of your being that says, hooray, 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 it's a beautiful and wonderful and a lovely day. Hooray, 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 I am the only one in the world that makes any difference at all. Because it's my thoughts, it's my attitudes, it's what's going on inside of me that makes the difference. It's the voice of wholeness in me speaking, and I listen to it, and I hear it, and I know it, and I respond to it. Now, how do I respond to it? How do I respond to it? Well, if I'm driving down the road, and I'm looking at traffic around me, and I say, wow, it's a busy day. And then I say to myself, wow, it could be very troublesome. It could be very unhappy. And then I stop it. I stop it and I say, stop that. What are you creating? What kind of a world are you creating? What are you going to listen within and happen by listening in by a choice? I'm listening within by choice. And I'm saying, wow, look at all the traffic. And I say, no. I am in charge. I'm going to put the cause in motion. I'm going to speak my word. I'm going to think my thought. This is a lovely day. Yes, indeed it is. This is a beautiful day. Yes, it is. This is a day filled with lovely driving. I'm going out for a drive, and I'm the only one on the road. I'm the only one on the road, and all is in divine order. And I'm driving along the highway, and I look at the beautiful fields, and I look at the beautiful trees, and I look at the forests, I look at the lakes. I look at the other cars on the road, and I see them all psychologically, harmoniously driving along in perfect synchronicity with me. Yes, with me. And I don't have to think a thing about it, although they are lovingly in my attention. And I drive harmoniously according to all the rules of the road, and I'm driving, and everything is perfect. Every other driver is driving harmoniously according to the rules of the road. We are all working along so perfectly. We are synchronizing our thoughts, synchronizing our driving, synchronizing everything, and it's wonderful. Oh, indeed it is. I'm listening within, but it doesn't happen by choice. Or does it happen by choice? Is what I listen within, do I have a chance to make a change in it? Do I have a chance to make to say it's good or say I would rather listen to something else? What am I listening to within? Anything I listen to within, it just is there. And I have the opportunity to say I like it or to say I like something else. I like to think of the harmony, the joy, the peace, the psychologically balanced that all other drivers on the road are and that I am. I like to think of that. I like to think that the day is beautiful, the sun is glorious. All of the trees are filled with glorious leaves, green and beautiful. And then along comes a rain cloud, woohoo! And the rain cloud starts dropping rain all over the highway and all over the road and all over the trees and all over everything. And it's making everything look so beautiful. I do not say the road is going to be slippery, it's going to be dangerous. I do not say I must be careful. I say I surround myself with my pure white light of love. I am the one who chooses what I'm listening to within. I'm making the choice. So I surround myself with my pure white light of love, and I drive along, and it is beautiful. I love driving in the rain. It feels so comfortable. It is so cozy in the car. It feels so good. I drive in proper manner. I drive harmoniously. I drive in every way that makes me an exquisite driver, the ideal driver, the ideal chauffeur. Yes, indeed, the ideal chauffeur. And so I'm driving along as the ideal chauffeur, and I'm enjoying myself, and anybody else in the car is enjoying themselves. But I am driving harmoniously with the road. Sure, the road is slippery, but that doesn't mean anything. My car has tires that hold me on the road and keep me proper as long as I handle the car within the plan of the road. And I say all is in divine order. And I drive beautifully. And it's lovely to drive in the rain. I used to love to drive in the snow. I used to love to drive in Wisconsin and go up and down the highways there and in Minnesota and everywhere else where there was snow. And as I'd drive in the snow, it'd be very thick. And then a big snowplow would come along, and he'd go down the road, and I'd say, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. So I would drive right behind him, a good distance behind him, right behind him, and he would plow the road for me and give me a lovely path. And if there was no snowplow, and I was driving, I would drive harmoniously. And my car would have a good grip on the road. And I would do everything harmoniously. I would think harmoniously. I would know that my car tracks harmoniously on the road. I would know that all is in balance. And I would know that it was good and very good because it is me that is making the choice. It is me that is creating this balance, this harmony. It's me that's doing it. And because it's me that's doing it, it's all working out in divine order. I listen to that voice within me, and it's the voice of wholeness. And I listen within, and what I listen within to is what I listen to by my choice. It happens by my choice. And I make that choice of balance and harmony and joy. I am the ideal chauffeur. The ideal chauffeur is always driving very well. I am the ideal person. I live in ideal wholeness. I am fantastic. I'm glorious. I'm wonderful. I'm marvelous. This is my world. And I live in my ideal body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And it's ideal. As I am the ideal chauffeur, I am the ideal resident in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am the ideal consciousness in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I listen within, and it happens by my choice, of what I want to listen within. And do I want to listen within and say, I am my ideal? Ho, ho, ho. And in every way, I am my ideal. In every way, I do all things that are ideal. In every way, I am a happy, ideal expression. In every way, everything is wonderful, beautiful, fantastic, and glorious, but by my choice. I choose to say, I am the ideal chauffeur. I am the ideal human being. I am the ideal law of cause and effect. I am the ideal principle. And as I am the ideal, my meditation is upon this ideal quality that I am. And as I drive ideally. As I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And as I express myself under all circumstances, I express myself as the ideal being. Join with me in being the ideal chauffeur and being the ideal human being and being the ideal divine being right now, because that's who you are and that's who I am. Know that I love you, and I find everything about me and you in divine right order right now.